Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Okay, it was a moment of weakness. I almost never read Dear Abby, but I was looking for ways to put off cleaning the bathrooms. This letter caught my eye because it mirrored an observation of my own. The writer was asking for suggestions about how to deal with people who received gifts, and then not only failed to say thank you, but complained about the gift itself. Another letter complained about grandchildren who cheated games and always expect to be allowed to win. Abby's advice boiled down to don't send gifts and don't play games. But what are we to do in a polite society that's no longer polite? Examples of arrogance, selfishness, and just plain bad manners are everywhere. And it's more than just a general failure to say please or to send a handwritten thank you note for a gift received. Cursing has gone mainstream. Adults use extreme profanity in public places as part of the everyday language, and sadly, so do kids. Kids cut lines, elbow adults out of their way, interrupt conversations, and take the last item on a plate without asking if anyone else wants it. Professional athletes boast and posture in end zones, while reality show wannabes trash-talk the competition. It might be possible to teach children manners if doing so didn't depend on adults, whose own familiarity with courtesy is sketchy at best. Human beings form their personality and approach to life by attaching meaning to a lifelong series of experiences beginning in infancy. We know that before behavior can change, the beliefs behind that behavior must change. Why would so many young people appear to believe they're somehow above common courtesy? Why are they so thoughtlessly rude and self-centered? Well, you don't have to look much farther than the family living room. Kids grow up watching parents and all too often pampered beyond belief. Not long ago, a dad told me that he didn't teach manners because he didn't want his son to be at a disadvantage. In other words, this is a tough world, and to get ahead, you have to be tough. Kindness, generosity, and courtesy are, apparently, only for the weak. Well, you may be thinking, who cares about manners these days anyway? Aren't there bigger problems to worry about? Possibly. But in my experience, little problems are often symptoms of much bigger problems. Manners and courtesy are a reflection of the respect and compassion we feel for the people around us. On a practical level, the young adult who feels entitled to a job, a nice office, and the supplies in the supply cabinet is unlikely to be employed for very long. Don't laugh. Clients often tell me that 20-somethings are the worst employees they've ever had. If you're a parent, you might want to give this a little thought. Manners, courtesy, and kindness may not create world peace, but they do make life a lot more bearable. And courtesy is best taught by modeling, which means you have to demonstrate it. Take time to say please and thank you yourself. Insist, gently but firmly, that kids take the time to write Grandma a note thanking her for her birthday gift. Let the person with only two items go ahead of your overflowing basket in the grocery checkout line. Let your teenagers know that you understand they may curse when they're with their friends, but you don't want to hear those words and you don't want to find out that a teacher or a friend's parent has heard them either. Above all, recognize that if you yell, throw things, curse, and treat people rudely, so will your kids. And that may actually keep your children from having the life and the relationships that they want later in life. Small things do add up in the end. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.